So Gemara, what you say, today's daf is daf Yud Ches. We're holding the second line from the top of the Amud. Excuse me. Where the Gemara begins with Gzar Din Diyachid Tanoihi. What is this all about? As you recall, yesterday we had the Memra of Rabbi Yochanan. That was on the first wide line of Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Rabbi Yochanan, Gedoyle Tshuva Shemekaras Gzar Dinoi Shel Odom. Tshuva is so great that even if Chas V'Shalom there's already been a Gzar Din signed up in Shamayim, Tshuva can be Mikareya, can go and tear that Gzar Din to smithereens. That's what Rabbi Yochanan said. Then the Gemara asked a whole bunch of kashes, and the Gemara said, it's not in all cases. It's only if it's a tshuva of the rabbin. If you have the tzibur getting together and they all do tshuva in unison, yeah, that can be korea gzardin shalom. But not if you're talking about a gzardin on a yochid. A yochid who does tshuva, unfortunately, he cannot be korea gzardin. However, our Gemara says that's not so simple. Second line from the top, Ugzar din the yochin itself is a tanoi. It's a machloikas tanoi. The sani will end the brayso. Yirmei oimer shneim she'olu lemita. Two people who unfortunately were sick, and therefore they went to lay on their beds, and v'chol yanshove, and their illnesses were the same. V'chaim shneim she'olu legardoim lidoin. Two that were taken into a special court, special in the sense, as Rashi, that this was a criminal court. Urechas v'sholem, if the person was found guilty, unfortunately they executed the individual. If you look at the tap of Rashi, legardem beizvad shedonim boi nefoshes lahariga. This is not just small time type stuff. We're talking about Chas V'Sholem executing people. So two were unfortunately nidoin in the same courtroom. V'dina and Shava, and both of them, says Rashi, shneim nitpesu al dover echad. Both of them were caught doing the same type of crime. The Rashi doesn't explain what the crime was. Let's assume both of them unfortunately were accused of murder or something similar. V'dina and Shava, so ze yorad v'ze lo yorad. Ze nitzel v'ze lo nitzel. Eventually, of the two cholim, one of them got off the bed, meaning that Baruch Hashem, he became healthy, and unfortunately the other one did not. Ze nitzel, this one, Baruch Hashem, was able to save himself from death, v'ze lo nitzel, but unfortunately the other one was not. Now the obvious question is, why was one successful in his holding and the other one was not? Why was this one saved and this was not? So the Gemara gives a couple of answers. First answer is, but that doesn't answer the question, why? What means tefillah shleima? Is a trashi on the third line, niskaving. He davened with kavana, with fervor. Every word he thought, and Rabbeinu Shlomo went to the depth of his heart that he cried out to Hashem. Therefore, says Paltzvil Shleima, net Zelos Paltzvil Shleima Loinen. The other one that was just going by the books, by rote, without really putting his full kavana in it, unfortunately, he was not Nena. Now, this, of course, is unrelated so far to our question, but now we continue on. Reb Lozer Omar. Kan koinim gzardin, kan liacher gzardin. Oh, it depends when you're mispal to Rabbi Nishlam. When did you do your tshuva to Rabbi Nishlam? If it's before the gmardin, then it works. Before the gzardin, then it works. The liacher gzardin, it doesn't work. So this is similar to what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Rabbi Yitzchak Omar, Yofetz Okla Odem, Ben koinim gzardin, Ben liacher gzardin. Rabbi Yitzchak saying, no, even after gzardin, if you go and cry out to Hashem, which the Gemara assumes to be the equivalent of doing tshuva, then even by a yachid it will help. Because here we're talking about two yachidim. So that's what the Gemara started off with. Although yesterday it sounded like from the Gemara that the only way you can go and tear an existing gzardin is only through tshuva and tefillah of the tzibur and not of the yachid. Our Gemara says, in fact, there is a mandiyama that holds. Rabbi Yitzchak says that tzaoka helps evenly achar gzardin. The previous mandiyamrim don't seem to hold that way. Rabbi Lozer says, no. The only time it's going to help by the yachid if it's koidim gzardin, not liachar gzardin. So, in fact, this din as to whether or not tshuva and tefillah and tzaoka of a yachid, will that be successful to be kireya? An existing Zardin, in fact, is a machloikis between these Tanaim. And therefore, based on that, we no longer have to come up with the answers that we came up yesterday. In other words, yesterday when we challenged Rabbi Yochanan from several brises, each one of which suggested that tshuva is not korei gzar din, and Rabbi Yochanan said that tshuva can be korei gzar din, and each time the Gemara gave the same answer, habiyochid habitzibur, but tzibur it can be korei. But Yochid, it cannot be korea. So therefore, we had to say that Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a tzibur situation. By tzibur, tshuva is so great, nekaras gzar din shalom. But now, based on this Gemara, we can now change our answer and say that Rabbi Yochanan perhaps holds it even tshuva can be korea gzar din shel yochid, not only shel tzibur. However, it's not going according to Kuli Alma. Rather, it depends on these Mandi Amrim, on these Tanoim of this Prisa. Because Rabbi Yitzchak holds, even by a Yochid, Bein Koidim Gzardin, Bein Acher Gzardin, Tshuva and Tvila helps to be Koirea the Gzardin. So now we focus until now on the Gzardin the Yochid. What about Gzardin the Tzibur? Now we're going into the other extreme. And we said Gzardin the Tzibur, if the Tzibur gets together, and they're mispalel, and they do tshuva, it can be korea. Freitimar, is that true? Mime korea? Because of the Echaroim, one pasuk says, kapsi meiro'o libeich. Kapsi, of course, means to launder, like in Eretz Yisrael, they say laundry is a mechbasa, kvisa. So kapsi, go and launder meiro'o from the evil, libeich, your heart. And the next word in the pasuk is Yerushalayim. So we are addressing the masses in Yerushalayim, and where the Navi is telling them, Navi Yirmiyah, go and launder all the evil out of your hearts. Uksib, but there's another pasuk. Ki im techabsi b'neser, v'sar b'ilach boiris. Even if a person takes a huge amount of neser and boiris are cleaning agents, this type of soap and that type of soap, even if you go and pour it on, sar b'ilach boiris, nichtam avoyneich lefonai ni'um Hashem alikim. Unfortunately, your avoyne is nichtam. Nichtam is a little bit of a pun over here. The nichtam means it's a kesem, so therefore it's like taking your clothes to the laundry, but no matter how many times you put it into the washing machine, again and again and again, and you do dry cleaning three times, unfortunately the kesem, the stain remains in place. Shkoyach. That's, of course, the Parshat Pshat. The Gemara later on is going to use that word interchangeably with the word nechtam, with a ches, like siva v'chassima toiva. And therefore, the saying is, you can go and launder and clean and launder and clean. It's a degunish elfin, because this stain is going to remain in place, and the gzardin, the chassima, is going to remain in place. Now this, says Rashi, is also referring to the tzibur, because a couple of psukim earlier, it refers not to Yerushalayim like this first pasuk did, but it refers to also the Beis Yaakov, I believe. Meaning Beis Yaakov, meaning to the multitudes of Klal Yisrael. So that being the case, both psukim are talking about tzibur, and one pasuk says that you could go and cleanse the evil from your heart. The other one says you can clean and clean and clean, so the gunish health and it's not going to help. Is a basoi freitimar my love kan on koidim gzardin kan liach gzardin. The pasuk says that you can go and be kabsi and you can go and clean it out and launder it out. That's from before the gzardin. But the ach gzardin is already too late. It's nichtam avoynech lefanai. The stain will remain. So don't you see that even by tzibur laach gzardin, it's too late. You cannot be koirea. After my life, either beginning of the Ach Gzardin, both of them are talking about after the Gzardin. For like Asha, Kan Gzardin, Sheisha Moishvua, Kan Gzardin, Sheini Moishvua. So there's a new concept that we didn't have until now, and that is if the Gzardin upstairs in Shemayim is just a simple, plain, ordinary Gzardin, then Tshuva will help to go and break that Gzardin. However, it's a Gzardin that has Shavua with it. In other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made a Shavua when he made the Gzardin, then you cannot break it. That becomes now unbreakable. Kirab Shmuel bar Ami, the Omer of Shmuel bar Ami, the Amri lo Omer of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Omer of Yoinesim. Minayin the Gzardin, Shiyeshi Moishvua, She'ena Nikra. This is impenetrable. This is totally invulnerable. You can't go and be korea. Hashem, it says in the pasuk, "V'chein nishbati lebeis eli im yiskaper ovin beis eli bezevach ubimincha." We know that the children of Eli, Chofni, and Pinchas, unfortunately, did not act properly. Maybe their father was the Kohen Gadol and he was the Yid HaTzadik. However, the children were not such tzaddikim. The Lashon of the Psukim sounds very, very bad. Chazal make it a little bit easier, but nevertheless, they were guilty of all types of sins. So Kadosh Baruch Hu got very angry. He said, you can bring as many zvachim and menachas, as many karbonis as you want. It's not going to help. The oven Beis Eli will remain in place forever and ever. Ah, and it starts with Chayin Nishbati LeBeis Eli. So therefore, that's a Gzardin Shiyesh Imay Shmua Shein Nikra, and therefore, for all generations, Beis Eli unfortunately is cursed and condemned. Yes,
the descendants of Eli, Rabba Nachmani and Abaya.
That's this Gemara. Omer Rava, Omer Rabba, depending on the Girsa. Bezeva Mumincha, Einam Eskab. Avadi, you're 100% right. You can go and bring as many kabbonis as you want. It's not going to help. Avu Meskab and Betoira. There is one way of prolonging a person's life, and that is through learning Torah. Learning Torah, although it's not the remedy that will tear and be Korea the Gzardin Sheyesh Imay Shmua, however, it will give an extension to a person's life, as we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. That's what Rava or Rava said. Abaye Omar Bezevach Umincha Einem Eskaper. All the Kabbanis in the world are not going to afford you a Kapara to be Korea the Gzardin. Am Eskaper Betoyer Bingles Chasadim. If you both learn Torah and you go and bestow Chesed to other people, the combination of those two will be able to ameliorate the terrible effects of this Gzardin Sheyesh Mishmua, and therefore you'll be able to have an extension on life. And in fact, these two, Rav and Abaya, or Rav and Abaya, the Gemara says both of them, Rav and Abaya, mid base Eli Kasu, they were both Einikloch of the base Eli. Rav the Osik Batoira Chaya Arboinishnin, he had an extension, as we'll see in another two or three lines. All of those from the base Eli and their descendants were condemned to live maximum until 18 years. At 18 years of life, Chas V'Shalom, they passed away. But Rabbi was Oisik Ba'atoira. He had an extension until 40 years old. Habayit Oisik Ba'atoira, Milos Chasodim. Each one Lishitosoi. Chai Shitin Shnin lived for 60 years. And that's what the Imor Taka brings. Tanar Rabbanim, Mishpacha, Achas, Oisiv, Yishlaim, Dazvon, Mishpacha, Shoyu, Meisel, Meisin, Bnei Yud Cheshana, Nebuch. All the menfolk were passing away at the tender age of 18 year old. Unfortunately, it appears that you are descendants of Beis Eli. That all of the young men are going to pass away young. They're not going to pass away as Zekanim, but as they get Nebuch and become, they attain maturity, they become Anoshim, like the age of 18, Nebuch, they're going to pass away young. The only etzah that I have for you is don't go to the doctors and don't go to the tilims, go to the Torah, go and learn Torah Gishmak every single day, v'chiyu, and then you'll have life. Holchav oskav Torah v'choyu. In Acharami, they took the advice, they learned, and they had an extension, v'yikoyin oysa mishpachas Rabbi Yochan al Shemoy. Since it was Rabbi Yochan and Zaka that gave this etzah, they would call that mishpacha and the mishpachas Rabbi Yochanan, because the fact that they continued living was all because of that sage advice. So the Gemara told us about Rava and Abaya, or Rabba and Abaya, and this is a big nafkimina whether it's Rava or Rabba, because every once in a while when we come across Rava or Rabba, Barry always notes that they happen to be from Mishpachas Kuna, that they are Kehanim. So it really depends, in fact, what the Girsa is, whether it's Rava or Rabba. So both Rashi and Tosis discusses. If you look at the third line of the Rashi, all the way on top, Abaye Barava, Mid Beis Eli Ka'asu, Kach Shemati. Kach Shemati means that it's Rava. B'shchita Schulen, Ashkan Rava Lav Koin. Rava was not a Koin. B'shem Imoy Mid Beis Eli Hoisa. Maybe it was a maternal grandfather as opposed to a paternal. So therefore, even though he was an Einikov from Beis Eli, he was not a Kohen, because his great-great-great-grandfather on the mother's side was a Kohen, but not on the father's side. V'yesh karsan other garis. Rav of Abaye, mafarshelo, but Rav Bar Nachmeni. Rav Bar Nachmeni being the uncle of Abaye, who was also the stepfather of Abaye, so they were from the same mishpacha, and they were basically, they were both koyhan. That's Rashi, who says it very succinctly in 2-3 lines. Then you have the second Toisus, who goes through it a little bit more extensively. Rav of Abaye, but basically also Rav Chaveru shel Abaye loya bekoyin. Kin mochem farikas right. Same Gemara Masechtas Chulin. V'achar Rav Chaveru shel Chizda chaymash menami. Etc. from other Gemaras. So therefore, you have a machloikis, or you have a shaila, whether it's Rava or Rabba. Rabba was a kohen, Abaye was a kohen, Rava was not a kohen, but Rava could have been the Beis Eli from the mother's side, not from the father's side. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so what we see from this is the Gzardin Shiesh Imoy Shvua, although you will never get a permanent kriyas Hagzar Din. However, by learning Torah and by doing Chesed, that can at least ameliorate and give you an extension of life, and you can continue to go and live Gizot.
So the Tefillah falls up to charts as far as
according to what the Gemara just said. Now, yes. If it's a Gzar Din Shiesh Imay Shvua, you can go and be Mispal, and that's all wonderful. But unfortunately, it's already decreed in heaven. It's already too late.
You should have done before. It's already a.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this Gzardin with an oath. So it's not just signed and sealed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu together with an oath at the same time.
And so the only
Eitzah is either
Torah and Gimel Chesed.
Exactly right. Now we don't mean to say the Chas Hashem Rabba was not Gimel Chesed, but apparently not to the same extent as Abaye was.
Thinking Rabba only lived 4 years.
4 years. And nevertheless, he was the great giant that we have almost.
Right. Rosh Hashiva. He's Rosh Hashiva.
Right. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. Quite amazing.
And Pompatissa, I think, right?
What's it called? But it's also interesting that normally Yechus, the Kohen, Levi, whatever goes after the father here, from both sides.
They say. Chafni and Pinchas did not do nice things. And we continue on. Zokhi Morabite, the fourth wide line, Amr Shmuel Bar Inyam Shmei Derav, Minai L'Gzardin Shal Tzibor She'inoi Nechtam. How do we know that the Gzardin Shal Tzibor doesn't have a chasim? Meaning that one can be koirea the Gzardin Shal Tzibor through tshuva and tefila and masum toivim. How do I fight more? Eina Nechtam, Voxid, Nechtam Avoy Nechlefanai. That's what we referred to earlier on in the blot. Although the word Nechtam here is spelled with a chof, and therefore means it's a permanent stain, but it also means that there is no chasima. So, or forget, nechta v'ayin chlofana means that there is a chasima. There is a ksiva v'chasima, not for good, but nebuch the ovain is nechta, it's signed, sealed, and delivered. But you just said now, ksadin shul tzibur, einay nechta. Ela avol isha nechtam nikra. What he meant to say when he says einay nechtam, avada there could be nebuch a chasima for ra'ah, for a exartin. However, even though it's nechtam, it can be nikra. How? By davening and doing tshuva. Shnemar, kashem alekeinu b'chol kareinu eilav. B'chol kareinu means at any time, 24/7, 365 days a year, even after the chasima, if it's the tzibur, you can be kirei exardin. That's how Rabbi Yochanan started off the whole sugi yesterday. Gedol tshuva shemekaras gzardinoi shel adam. That you can only be Doyrish Hashem b'matzei when he is around. Where b'matzei has that connotation when Kodesh Baruch Hu is ready, willing, and able to go and receive appointments and have and listen. B'matzei only when he's ready. So now the question is, here it says, B'chol kareinu elav, and here it says, B'matzei. Efti ma'asim b'yachid ha'cha b'tzibur. Aha. When it comes to Tzibur, 365 days a year, 24/7, you can always do tshuva and be mispalel, and that has a tremendous koyach in heaven to go and be koreach zadin. If you're talking about a yachid, it's got to be behimatzai. Pray tomorrow, when is that behimatzim yachid? Amos? So even though throughout the year you can always daven, you can always do tshuva, but when it's really potent, so much so that you can go and be korea gzardino yishalodim, even by a yochid, that's special during those 10 days, the aseret yemei tshuva, that's the special behimatzai. Therefore, those are the days that you can really work on tshuva, of course, not to exclude the rest of the year, but these are the special days. And the Gemara brings another ayah to this concept. Vayihi kaseres hayomim, vayigav Hashem es novel. what is this all about? The Gemara doesn't go into the whole background, but Novel was a wealthy individual. David HaMelech was fleeing with his Avodim, and they came to the place where Novel lived, and for a time they were there, and they even protected the livestock, the animals of Novel. And when they were about to leave, David HaMelech sent 10 of his slaves, 10 of his Avodim, to meet with Novel and to ask him that he should please reward them by giving them food and drink, etc., so that they should be able to continue to exist. Novel said a no with a capital N. No, I'm not giving a penny, I'm not giving anything. However, what he did do when those 10 Avodim were there, he at least gave them some refreshments. He said, no, if you're here ready, drink a Coca-Cola, here's a piece of cake. He gave them some food to eat whilst they were there. So now it says in the Pasuk that the Kodesh Baruch Hu got so angry at Novel for not being Makir Tov to David HaMelech for protecting all of his livestock and all of his animals and giving him something. Kodesh Baruch Hu ve'igo v'shem es Novel. Kodesh Baruch Hu smote, he hit Novel. He lived still for 10 days, but after 10 days, v'yomos, and then he died. The Gemara leaves out the final word in the Pasuk. So now, what the Pasuk is telling us is, the 10 Avodim went home, and Novel said a capital no, capital N, and then 10 days later he died. Why did he get this extension of the 10 days? Because Rebbe Elchanan decided that Novel is such a bad guy, why didn't he die immediately? Since Novel offered the refreshments to the 10 Avodim of David that came in, so each one had refreshments, so it's 10 legimois. Legimois means like to go and take a taste of something. So it means he gave us a kiddush.
Like a sip.
Like a sip? Okay.
We have this week's Sedra when Eliezer asks to sip from the water.
Beautiful. So he gave them all a sip, a shtickel bromfen, a shtickel this, a shtickel that. In other words, he gave some sort of refreshment. So for that little bit of ticking, little bit of refreshment, he got the extension of the 10 days because of 10 legimois. And the Gemara says, however, a different reason, Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Bar Avua, the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't hit Novel immediately, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him 10 days to still to repent, to go and do tshuva. The Aseres made tshuva, but unfortunately he did not repent, and therefore he lost his opportunity, and after 10 days, that was the end. Anyway, so what we see from the whole sugi is that tshuva is very, very potent. Avada do it in a timely fashion before the Gzar Din. If it's after the Gzar Din, if it's by Yochid, we had the Gemara at the top of today's Omer, a machloikis, whether or not Tfilah and Tshuva at the Gzar Din will help or not. But the Gemara said yesterday, but by Tzibur, it'll certainly help. If a Tzibur gets together and they do Tshuva and they fast and they do Mispal and they do Mitzvahs, they can go and change the course and go and be Korea Gzar Din Shalat. Back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Rosh Hashanah Kobayo Ilam Ivrim Lefonav Kivnei Morain. On Rosh Hashanah, all of the inhabitants of the world passed by Kodesh Baruch Hu like Bnei Morain. And Rashi said in the Mishnah, Big Gemara Mefarish, what does Bnei Morain mean? And now we're going to have three Pshatim in Bnei Morain. My Kivnei Morain. Hochatir Yimo Kivnei Amarna. The word Amarna means sheep. Comes from the word Tzemer. Tzemer means wool. And in Aramaic, the word for tzemer is imra, and therefore Bnei Amarna is referring to Bnei Tzoin, like sheep. Now why are we referring to Bnei the Kolboi Oilam like sheep? So says Rashi, this is referring to Masa Behema. As we know that if a person had at least 10 animals or more born to his flock in a given year, when does the year end?
Machlokes,
whether it's Rosh Hashanah,
whether it's Tishrei or El, or
Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. Back in our Mishnah, we had a machlokes, right? Yes. Good, Baruch Hashem. So before that time, you get, or even after that time, you get together the animals that were born before that time period, because you can't do Mechodesh al Yashin, Yashin al Chodesh. Fine. So you have 10 or more. How do you choose which one is Masa Behema? It's called Ashiyavar Tachat Ashovet, Ho Asir Yir Kodesh Lashem. Now, how do you go and have the 10 going Tachat Ashovet? You have them all going down a path, coming out of, for instance, of a corral, and you have a small opening in the fence, so you only allow one Shepsula to go at a time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and by the time you get to number 10, that'll be Kodesh. So just like there, too, you have, or just like there, you have the 10 walking single file through a narrow path through a narrow opening. You can't have two people going to, two animals going together, each one going single file. So here too, that's the Lashon of Kinei Morin. We all go single file in front of a Kodesh Baruch. Reish Lakish Omar Kimalois Beis Morin. The word Bnei Morin comes from a place in Eretz Yisrael called Beis Morin, and this Beis Morin apparently was on the top of the hill or top of the mountain, and there were males, there were heights to the Beis Morin, and to be able to climb up and down, says Rashi, they had narrow paths, and you had to be very, very careful, because if Chas V'Shalom you weren't careful, you could slide down that path and fall down below into the deep valley. If you look at Kimalo's Beis Morin, my Gemara, it's right next to the Torah Or Hashomayim. About a quarter down, a third down. Haderach Kotzer, the path is narrow. You can't have two people walking together. It's got to be single path. It's very, very deep down below. Stay away. Be careful. So that's also just like Malos Meimar. We'll see you mention tonight.
Good. It's the famous Meiram that
we have now. I doubt it, but I certainly don't know. The Gemara doesn't identify anything further. Guess I don't think the art scroll adds anything either. But wherever it is, that Beis Morin, you got to be careful as you're going up and down, single path. And Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel says, Kechayol Nishol Beis David. The word Morin over here, says Rashi, comes from the word Morus. Morus meaning from a person who's a master. Who's the master? The king or the generals who are in charge of the army. They are the masters. And all the soldiers are subservient to the king and to the generals and to the hierarchy in the military. So they too, when they go out the Muhammad, they also go single file one after the other, and I guess the king watches or the generals watch as they go forth to war, to battle. So therefore the whole Boya Oilam are also even the fun of Kibnei Morin, just like the Chayol Lishul Beis David, they used to go single file in front of the king when they went out to battle.
Regarding Meron, Archroy has the reference here is possibly the certain slope of Mount Meron, Nebergali, one of the highest mountains in Eretz Israel, 700 Mount Hermon. So it could be.
Is Meron today on top of the mountain?
Yeah, sure.
Well,
yeah.
It is? Okay, then maybe it is. Shkoyach, yeah. David.
And it is pretty steep getting up there. But
yeah, well, we know what happened this year, Nebuchadnezzar in Meron, so Rahman Islam. We should have Surah Titus. Even though everybody's going single file, but nevertheless the Kodesh Baruch Hu goes, and I don't know that the word is similar, Hashem screens them all. Niskarim is this kuf before reish, and that screen would be the other way around. But regardless,
the sikra is the shader, the red dye that you hit the tenth of Kodesh one of the Maaser Behema. Right?
That's true, but I don't know that that's related. In other words, it may be just coincidental. Rashi just says niskarim, afu bisha oivim zeh achar zeh. They're niskarim beskira achas. The Kodesh Baruch Hu screens everybody all at one time, even though they're each one coming in front of him one at a time, which of course is miraculous, but Kodesh Baruch Hu is Kol Yochel, omnipotent, can do anything. So he sees all the millions of people all at one time, and puts down a record for each one, and what the Gzar Din is for each one. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Avinah Namitnina, we take a learn, says in the Pasuk, Hayoytze Yachal Libam Hameben El Kol Maaseh. Now the way you could learn Pshat in the Pasuk is, Hayoytze Yachal Libam, Kodesh Baruch Hu creates everybody with the same heart together, and they are Maven Kol Maaseh, or Kodesh Baruch Hu is the Maven, he understands all of their Maaseh. But if you're going to say Hayoytze Yachal Libam means that Hashem creates their hearts as one all together, the Kuli Alma, Kodesh Baruch Hu creates the whole world, and he causes their hearts to think alike, that they're all together as one. We see that everybody thinks differently. Everybody has their own thoughts and their own approach and their own perspective. So that doesn't seem to be the pshat. Hayoitzer means the creator, which means the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is beskira achas. He sees into everyone's heart all at one time. So that's the Yoitzer. The Yoitzer means Hashem. He's Yachad Libam. He's able to do one screening of everybody's heart at the same time together.
I think also maybe Beskira is different than Sikra. Beskira probably has a Yud. after the Sama. Here it's Skira, the Yud Zephyr, the Resh. Before the Resh.
Okay.
So good. Could be a different Shrusher.
Yeah, it would appear to, well, from our Gemara, there's no
connection.
No connection between the red dye and between the Skarim Skirachas. One examination, one review of one screening of everybody all at one time. Good. So we're on to the next Mishnah. And this Mishnah, now we're going to start talking over the next few days about the Inyan of Kiddush HaChodesh. That the Beis Din HaGadol had to go and be Mekadesh HaChodesh to have the Edim come in, and they had to go and testify whether they saw the Levana, when they saw the Levana, how they saw the Levana. We're not going to discuss that at the moment. We're going to discuss that after the Beis Din decided that Mekadesh HaChodesh, there were 6 months a year where they would send out Shluchim to go and advise all the people in the Gola, you should know that Mekadesh HaChodesh, and we'll see why these 6 months a year. What the Mishnah does not tell us, which we'll have in the Gemara in a couple of days, that initially that's not the way they informed the Gola, but they did it through by Masi and Masuais, which means that they would go and light bonfires on top of numerous mountaintops, and from one mountain to the other, as they saw the first mountain, the becoming a flame with a bonfire, then the next mountain they put up a bonfire, and so on and so forth, until all the way towards Bavel, that they had mountaintops with the fires, and they realized, ah, the Kodesh HaChodesh. And that worked very, very well for a period of time, until the Tzedekim or by Susan, the bad guys came and they wanted to distort everything, so they would go and make the bonfire a day earlier, a day later, to go and confuse everyone. So, at that point, they had to go and send out Shluchim instead of making the bonfire. Sorry?
It should have had encryption.
Had encryption in the fires?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, Al Shisha Kadashim Ashluchim Yoitzim. For 6 months they go out. What are the 6 months? Al Nisan and Ne'a Pesach. Everybody needs to know when is Pesach time. You have to know for Chometz and Matzah. So therefore, when it would be Rosh Chodesh Nisan, immediately Shluchim would go out to inform the people in the Gola when Rosh Chodesh was, and therefore when Pesach will be. And Al Avim Ne'a Tanis, because of Tisha B'Av. Al El Mepnei Rosh Hashanah. Everybody has to know when Rosh Hashanah is. Now, you don't know for sure when Rosh Hashanah is because you're going a month earlier in El time, but Rashi says at least you know when Bederach Klal Rosh Hashanah is, because typically Rosh Hashanah always comes out on the 30th day of El, meaning that El is a short month of 29 days, and immediately the following that, the next day is Rosh Hashanah, is Yom Shloish. Yes, it's true. We had earlier on in our Masecht, in previous Masechtas, that they used to go make 2 days Rosh Hashanah, even in Eretz Yisrael. That was because of a special reason. What was the special reason? Because 1 year the Edom came late, and they came after the Tumat Shel Bein Avayim, and they had already said the Shir Shoyim of the Shul Chayil, because the Bezin had not gotten the Edom yet, they had not been Mekadesh HaChodesh, and because the Edom only came after the Tumat Shel Bein Avayim, they said, you know what, from now on we're going to be Mesakin, Shayim Kodesh, or Lamachar Kodesh, we're going to make 2 days at all times. Anyway, so that was a special takana. But of course, at least initially, in Eretz Yisrael, they only had 1 day Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, in the Gola, also conceivably they could have had only 1 day. Of course, eventually, they were Mesakin Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. But at least people should know when Rosh Hashanah was. They sent out the Shluchim at the time of Elul. So at least we know when Rosh Chodesh Elul was. Add now 30 days or 29 days, and then you know, oh, that'll be Rosh Hashanah. If you look at Rashi, Al Elul Nei Rosh Hashanah, about 12-15 lines from the bottom, Al Elul Nei Rosh Hashanah, says Rashi, Moidiyam Masay Hischel Elul. They'll tell everybody when Elul began. V'yoysen Rosh Hashanah v'yoym shloishim li Elul b'goyla. And everybody is going to fear, right? They'll perform. I'm sorry?
Calculate.
They'll calculate, Shkoyach, that Rosh Hashanah will be on Yom Shloshim Li'el. The Roiv Shonim ain't El Mover. Bederach Klal, most years, you know, go boss a Roiv. The Ava Bisha Sofik will be on Mitzah Sofik. Shemi Abru Bez, maybe this year they will be Ma'abr. Yefshel and Ladas. There's no way of knowing in Bavel what's going on in Yerushalayim on Rosh Hashanah. Val Korchon Hoylchen Acher Roiv Shonim, you go after Roiv. Vim Lo Yedu Masi Hischel El. But if they don't even know when El began, then you won't even have the right. You have to have at least a starting point. So they would tell them the starting point is Elul. We'll go Basaroi, we'll add 29 days, we'll get to day number 30. From Rashi's Masha, they only made one day. However, if you look at Toises, Toises says that in fact they would go and be Maidiyah, and then they would have 2 days. If you look at the last Toises about Elul and Rosh Hashanah, Maidiyah Masai Maschel Elul, V'Oisa Rosh Hashanah, V'Yom Shloishan Li El Begoyla, V'Gam L'Machrasai, and they would make it that day and the next day after that. Like we learn back in Sechus Beah, Perikol Ma'arvin, She'Yoisa Shneyom Tem Shosh Hashanah, V'Savi Tum Abru Li El, V'Komokim L'Yeidu Masai Maschel El, L'Yeidu Yom Shloishan. They won't even know where to begin, even if they're making 2 days. But are we going to start the 2 days on Monday and Tuesday, or is it going to be Tuesday and Wednesday? I don't know. We have to know whether El was decreed on the 30th day of Av, or was it on the 31st day of Av? In other words, you have to know whether it was El was Rosh Chodesh, was 2 days Rosh Chodesh, 1 day Rosh Chodesh. So bottom line is, that's why they went out in El when they Rosh Hashanah. But now V'al Tishrei, says the Mishnah, now it's Akat Tishrei, when they took out some of the others. So people should know when is Yom Kippur, and when is Sukkot. It's one thing to rely on Roy for purposes of Rosh Hashanah, but now you gotta fast. Which do I fast? So for that, they had to send out once again, as well as for Sukkot. So that's the next Rashi. V'al Tishrei menei tekonos v'yadazuk Rashi. La'ach shikchu bezen l'tishrei. Ha'shluchem yoitzim li'ayim ha'machas. They don't go on Rosh Hashanah. But after Rosh Hashanah is over, v'holchan ha'mokim shi'chon l'agyeh. They go as far as they can, out of Chag, until close to Sukkot. U'maydin in Ibru bezen es el. V'yem lav, kadesh lo yehei. Libam noikfon b'yem ha'kippur v'sukkot. Otherwise, when it comes to Yom Kippur, maybe I'm fasting on the wrong day. Leave a night fight. Same thing, Sukkot. Maybe I'm sitting in the Sukkot the wrong day. So therefore, you send that as well on in Tishrei after Rosh Hashanah. The Kodesh Amyadis. Continues the Mishal Kislev and the Chanukah. People should know when Chanukah is. V'al Odom Ne'apurim. Ukshay Beis Migdash Kaiman. The Migdash was standing. Yoitzin Afal Iyar. Memnei Pesach Koton. Means Pesach Shaini. Just those people that were Tomei Ubederach Choyka, they should know when Pesach Sheni is. So therefore, that's why they sent out Shluchim also in Iyar when the Beis Hamikdash was standing. So the Choyra, the Mishnah is a bit shver because it starts off Al Shisha Chadoshim Hashluchim Yoitzin. Now it comes up as Man Beis Hamikdash. There were in fact 7 times. How do we have 6 and 7? We have Nisan is 1, Av is 2, El is 3, Tishrei is 4, Kislev is 5. Odor is 6, and my Mishra Kayim, then you have Iyar, is 7. Okay, so it's in Shazagri Sakasha. Normally, there's 6, but Mishra Kayim, there are 7. But one of the Mephoreshim says, you don't even have to say that. It was always 6 times, never 7 times. Why? As we'll see, Mishra in the Gemara on the Amid Beis, Bishas, the Beis Hamikdash, was standing, Tisha B'Av was not a fast day. And therefore they didn't have to go and send out Shluchim for Av, because nobody fasted. Ah, so then the Shish Chadosh that we're talking about is Dafka when Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Ein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, you only have 6 times. When Beis HaMikdash Kayim, then you have Iyar is included, but then you take Av out of the list because you didn't fast. So you only need
By Cheney, they didn't have a fast on
that's right. So we'll see that Mitzvah on the Amid Beis momentarily.
Celebrate.
We had to celebrate, but it wasn't the type of celebration that if you did it a day early, a day late, you know, it's not as if they you're worried about a chametz amatzo, or you're worried about sitting in sukkah, not sitting in sukkah. Okay, so exactly, you weren't fasting. Good.
What is this?
The article brings it in one of the footnotes, that according to everybody, it comes out to be 6, and that's it. Anyway, Malifka Namiya Tammuz Vitavis. Why didn't they go Tammuz Vitavis? Because after all, Shibasa Vitavis, and Azara Vitavis, we all have to go and fast. We have, it's a famous pasuk. The Gemara is going to dash in it 2 ways. Shortly in the Gemara, pasuk in Zechariah. Koy Gemara Hashem Tzvokos. Yitzoyim ha-revi, v'tzoyim ha-chamishi, v'tzoyim ha-shvi, v'tzoyim ha-siri. Yia le-beis Yehuda, le-sasoyin o le-simcha. Now what are these 4? Tzoyim ha-revi, tzoyim ha-chamishi. We'll see in the Gemara momentarily that these are referring to the months of the year. And since, as we know, Nisan is the first month of the year. Rishon hu lachem lechodesh Hashanah. So we started with Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. That is the Tzoyim HaRevi. Tzoyim HaChamishi is Av. That we know from the Torah, it says that Aharon HaKohen passed away on the first day of the Chodesh HaChamishi. Tzoyim HaChamishi is Av. Tzoyim Hashvi is already Tishrei, and we're referring to Tzoyim Gedalia, which of course is in Tishrei, right after Rosh Hashanah. The Tzoyim Ha'asiri is referring to Teves. After Teves you have Shvat and Adar, so Teves is the 10th month of the year, Shvat and Adar, 11 and 12, and then this and again. So, therefore, these four are referring to Tamuz of Tishrei and Teves, respectively. Those four tzoymai, says the Navi, yeah, they're going to be l'sasana l'simcha. Now the question is, we start off by saying that these are tzoymai, these are fast days, and you're saying they're going to be l'sasana l'simcha. There seems to be a little bit of a disconnect. Karlu tzoym, the karlu l'sasana l'simcha. At the time that they're going to be l'sasana l'simcha, they're not going to be a tzoym anymore. It's one or the other, it's not both. Says the Gemara, and the Pshat says, hey, bisman shiyei shalom, when everything is fine and dandy and gebaldik, l'sasa l'simcha, meaning when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, there's shalom, then we sasa l'simcha, and that's why in the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, there was no fast day on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, and there was no fast day on Asara B'Tevis, and that's why they didn't have to send out shluchim. And you're all thinking to yourselves, well, if that's the case, then there was no Tisha B'Av. And we said in our Mishnah that they did send out Shluchim for Tisha B'Av. The Gemara is going to ask that question shortly. But in the meantime, the Gemara is saying is that the reason why they didn't have to send out for Tammuz and for Teves, because Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, they were L'Sasin or L'Simcha, and therefore there was no need to go and send out Shluchim for those fast days, because they were not fast days. So Kimar Bizmanji Shalom Simcha. Ain Shalom is Tzoyim is a fast day. Omra Papa. Hachi Kama. Oh, so we call the Shah Sim with Manchi Shalom Yin Sosim Ain Shalom Tzoyim. But the Gemara is asking Akasha. What's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is, we're saying in our Mishnah that the beginning of the Mishnah is talking about that the Beis HaMikdash was not standing. How do I know the Beis HaMikdash was not standing? Because it says at the end of the Mishnah, Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kayim, they also went out for Pesach Sheh. So it means for the first six of the times that they sent out the Shluchim, there was no Beis HaMikdash. If there was no Beis HaMikdash, then there's a time. And there's a time that they should send out for the Tammuz and for Teves. So why does it say in the Mishnah that they only had the six times? We should send out eight times. Amar Papa Achikama. Bizman Shiyei Shalom Yiu L'Sosin U'L'Simcha. Yesh Gzeres HaMalchus Tzoyim. Ein Gzeres HaMalchus V'Ein Shalom. Rotsu Misan Rotsu Ein Misan. What Rav Papa is saying is, it's not that these are mutually exclusive. It's either Tzoyim or Sosin U'L'Simcha. Sometimes it's Tzoyim. Sometimes it's Sosin U'L'Simcha. And sometimes there is a choice. Not choice on the part of the individual, but the minag hamokai. So therefore, says her papa, bizman shiyei shalom, when the shalom ba'olam, that there is a Beis HaMikdash, and there's no gzeres malchus, sasa nesimcha. Then, no tzoyim, no nothing. It's a happy day. Yesh gzeres malchus, if unfortunately the Beis HaMikdash has been charib, and unfortunately we are being oppressed by the local rulers, their pogroms, their all types of tzuris, yesh gzeres malchus, tzoyim in, gzeres Then everybody has to fast. Ein gzeres hamalchus, the ein shalom, if it's a peaceful period of time, unfortunately there's no Beis HaMikdash, we're never in Golis, but no gzeres hamalchus, there's no oppressive regime that forces us to go and violate the mitzvahs, etc. But the ein shalom, abon ma'isin ish to come Beis HaMikdash. So then rotsu misan, rotsu ein misan, then there was no set rule, it becomes, if you will, voluntary. It's a choice, but not on the part of individuals, but on parts of the communities. And so therefore, some communities were knowing to go and fast, and some were knowing not to fast, and therefore they were not matriach v'shluchim to leave because of that, to go to Chutzlaret and tell them when the Kiddush HaChodesh was. So therefore, but that's of course at that time, the Ritva and other Rishonim say that was at that time, but in later years, eventually Klal Yisrael took it upon himself universally throughout the world to go and fast these fast days, and therefore today we no longer have this voluntary Ratzon Misan, Ratzon Misan, even if it happens to be a peaceful time, there's no Gzeres Malchus, nevertheless, everybody is required to fast. It became mandatory. Anyway, so bottom line is, what's the Gemara's Teretz? The Gemara's Teretz is that the reason why they didn't send out Shluchim, because the Reish of our Mishnah, which was talking about that ein beis hamikdash kayim, and that's why they didn't send out for Iyar for the Pesach Sheni, ein beis hamikdash kayim. However, it was a period of time that Baruch Hashem there were no gzeiros hamalchus. Since there was no gzeiros hamalchus, it was not mandatory for people to go and fast. Therefore, they didn't send out any shluchim. Those communities where they did fast, it was in tight. But for them, we didn't go and send out special shluchim. Rashi says, loy mitrachinon. The Rashi first narrow line. Rotzo ein mesan bekim in the reshusu, since it's voluntary, not mandatory. Loy mitrachinon shluchim alayah, they weren't matriach the shluchim to go out for those communities that did fast. Veiti mori hachi. Let's get back to the question we asked before. Tisha B'Av Nami. Why is Tisha B'Av different than Tammuz and Teves? Just like you're saying in the Mishnah, that it's talking about a situation where it's Shalom, and there's no Gzeres Malchus, and therefore, Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim. If that's the case, the same thing should be Tisha B'Av too. Why is Tisha B'Av different? Amar HaPapishani, Tisha B'Av Hoyil V'Huchvulu by Tzarois. Tisha B'Av is different than the others because they had many tzaras in Tisha B'Av. Amar Ma, Tisha B'Av, Chorav HaBayis B'Rishoyna, U B'Shniyat Nebuchon B'Smirish HaRisha, and the Sheni were both on that day. Benilka the Beitar, Beitar was a holdout city in Eretz Yisrael, or even after the second Beis HaMikdash, you had Bar Kochva, who was leading Beitar, together with thousands and thousands of Yidden, and that was their final outpost, if you will, against the enemies. Unfortunately, 52 years after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Beitar was also destroyed, and Nebuch were killed, and unfortunately they left the bodies out lying there in the hot sun. They were lying there for a couple of years, and finally they were buried thereafter, and then they made the bracha Toiv HaMeitiv, because the bodies did not at all disintegrate, even though they were lying out there in all the climates for years. But because of that, number one, HaToiv, that they didn't disintegrate, HaMeitiv, that they were nitten lekvura. That's why we say the Birchas Toiv HaMeitiv, the fourth bracha in Birchas HaMazon. But that was a terrible tragedy, and that also happened to the Tisha B'Av. Menachu Sha'ir, the whole city of Yerushalayim, was plowed under by someone called, I think, Turnus Rufus, also a very nice guy. Anyway, so this also happened to Tisha B'Av, and that's why Huchul V'Tzaris. The Gemara leaves out the first. This is a Mishnah Masechtas Tanis, the first one that's left out. Perhaps the reason why it's left out, because it had nothing to do with the Chorban in Eretz Yisrael, that had to do with the Mass of the Meraglim, that the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av, and they told what was going on, and then everybody started crying, oh, yeah, yeah, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, and they have these giants there, and what's going to be, and blah, 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 blah. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, because you had this Bechiah, you're going to have a Bechiah L'Doyrois on Tisha B'Av. But since that's unrelated to the Chorban HaBayis and all the rest, so therefore, perhaps that's why the Mishnah, why the Gemara doesn't quote, because there are five Torahs in that, the Mishnah only, the Gemara is only quoting four out of the five. But then we have a follow-up question. Then if that's the case, the same Mishnah in Masechtas Tamis at the end also brings that for Chamish Usa, the Shiva Usa B'Tamis, there was also five tzaras that happened on that day. One of them was that they cut through the siege of they broke through the walls of Yerushalayim. In other words, Vasura B'Tavis, the enemies went and surrounded the city, and then they surrounded and they had warfare, and eventually they went and broke through the walls of Yerushalayim, and that was in Shivos HaBetamis. That was one. Then also Pusnimus went and burned the Sefer Torah and other tzaras.
Shavra Luchos,
exactly right.
Did Tomi collect the Shivim Zakanim, I think, also?
I don't think that's I don't think so. But anyway, my bottom line is, there are five over there, so that's the Chayr Ulta Huchbalu Tzarais. So Toysis asks that here at the top. So Toysis, number one, that Chorban Beis HaMikdash is worse than all of the foregoing. And number two, Tisha B'Av itself was Huchbalu Bayi. The Gemara says Huchbalu Bayi Tzarais. Tisha B'Av was repeated twice, meaning that both the Chorban Beis HaMikdash Rishon and the Chorban Beis HaMikdash Sheni were both on the same days. Masha Enke and the Kavisur B'Tevich, it was a B'Tamis, it wasn't on the same day for the first and the second Beis HaMikdash. The same months, but not the same days. Anyway, we'll get to that shortly in the Gemara. So, that's the reason why they did not send out for Tammuz and for Teves, but they did send out for Tisha B'Av. Zokti Yimaram, Tani Om Rab Shimon. Arba'a dvarim hayi Rabbi Akiva doirish, ve'ein ani doirish k'moisoi. The machlokes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Akiva will focus on the pasuk which we just read now, where we had the Tzoyim HaRavi, Tzoyim HaChamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, ve'Tzoyim Hu Asiri. in terms of what is the definition. Now, even though Reb Shimon says that I disagree with Reb Akiva, it doesn't mean he disagreed with him wholesale, only retail, meaning only on the final one, the Tzayim Wasiri. The first three, the Tzayim Ravi, Tzayim Hamishi, Tzayim Hashvi, there is unanimous agreement as to what those three are referring to. The Tzayim Wasiri is going to be the lone exception. Reb Shimon says, Ein ani doyrish kamaisa. So let's go through the four. Tzayim Ravi is Tes B'Tamuz. Why is that called Tzayim Ravi? Because Tamuz is the fourth month of the year. Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tamuz, fourth month. Now here it says Tes B'Tamuz, Sheboi Hufkohir. This is by the first base midrash. Because by the second base midrash, we know it wasn't Tes B'Tamuz, it was Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. And that's why we fast on Shiva Asa B'Tamuz. There are those that say that in fact, maybe it's a Tois at Fus, and maybe it should say even Yitzayim B'Tamuz. Look at the second Tois he brings to Yerushalmi, and he goes a little bit into that discussion. But at least in the time of the first base of Midrash, according to the Gir Sanar Gemara, that was Tes B'Tamuz, and that's the reason why we fashion. By Hufko Ir, that's when the city of Yerushalayim, the walls were broken through by the enemies. Shneim, like it says in the Pasuk, B'tisha L'Chodesh, V'yechzak HaRov B'Ir, V'yehoye Lechem Li'am Ha'aretz, V'atibaka Ir. Nebuchadnezzar was total famine inside Yerushalayim, because people could not bring in any of the chitim asoirim, many of the grains from outside Yerushalayim because of the siege of the enemies. So Nebuchadnezzar was no lechem, people Nebuchadnezzar was starving. And at that point, boom, the enemies figured this would be a good time to break through when Nebuchadnezzar everybody starving. V'maykor le'revi, why is it called Revi? Revi l'chadoshim, that's the fourth of the month, the fourth month of the year, like we said before. So b'chamishi zeh tisha b'av, Shemoy Nisa Beis Elikeinu, that was the destruction of Beis Hamikdash, but my Kar Lechamishi, Chamishi Lechadoshim. That's the month after Tammuz, that's Av. Tisha B'Av is an Av, so that's the fifth month. Tzoy Mashviza, Gimel B'Tishrei. That's the famous Tishrei, the famous Tzoyim of Gedalia, Tzoyim Gedalia, Shemoy Nera Gedalia Ben Achikam, Mi Harogoy Yishmoel Ben Natanya Harogoy. That Gedalia Ben Achikam was never killed by Yishmoel Ben Natanya. Why does the Gemara tell us who killed him? Because Yishmoel ben Netanya was a Yid. And therefore, the Gemara wants to really make it a very difficult and deep tanis, that he wasn't even killed by enemies, he was killed by Unzira. And Nebuchadnezzar, after the same Gedalia, that was really the beginning of the end of the Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael after that. Gedalia was a good guy, he was a tzaddik, and therefore his Misa was never shkula kisayt is basically kainu, and that's why they made a special time. But my karele shvi, shvi lechadoshim, that's the seventh month of the year. That Tishrei is the seventh month. We have it in Parshas Pinchas. Chodesh Hashvi, ba'osel lechodesh Hashvi, chamish osel lechodesh Hashvi. I was all talking about Tishrei. Tzoy masiri ze asur b'teves. Sheboy samach mela bavel Yerushalayim. That's when Bavel went and went around and surrounded Yerushalayim and made a siege of Yerushalayim. Shenem avahid bar Hashem elai bashana hatshias b'chodesh hu asiri. That's a chodesh asiri that means teves. Ba'asa l'chodesh on asiri l'chodesh that's asur b'teves. Leimar ben odom k'sav l'cha eshem hayoyim es etzam hayoyim azeh samach melech bavel al Yerushalayim. V'amaykar le'asiri, asir l'chadosh, it's the 10th month of the year, that's Tevis. Because after that you have two more, Shvat and Adar, and then you start again. Okay, so that's the way that the Rebbe had darshaned. Rebbe meaning that Reb Shimon is saying that Reb Akiva, my Rebbe, Reb Shimon was a Talmud of Reb Akiva, Reb Akiva darshaned that this fourth asiri is referring to the terrible Asar B'Tevis when the siege around Yerushalayim began. Now, says the Gemara, or says Reb Shimon, this fourth one should really come at the beginning, the first of the line, and not the end of the line. Because the first one that we said was the Shivus B'Tamuz, or the Tes B'Tamuz. Tes B'Tamuz means Hufka Ir, that's when those that were in siege around the city finally broke through the walls and entered into the city. So obviously, the Asura B'Tevis preceded the Tes B'Tamuz or the Shufa Usa B'Tamuz. So why does this come at the end? It should come at the beginning. So that the Chadoshim would be in order. Because we said the fourth month, the fifth month, the seventh month, and the tenth month. So that's in order of the calendar. However, I, Reb Shimon, respectfully disagree. this is already after Nebuchadnezzar, the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed and all the rest, and now the report is finally getting to the Goyla, people that were out who had gone into Golis previously, like Golis Yochin, which was 11 years before. So now the report is getting back to them what happened in Eretz Yisrael. Of course, to us this sounds so foreign, because everything travels today by the speed of light. When anything happens, a second later, you know all over the world what's going on. But that wasn't the case then. You had to wait until people traveled.
So from Av till Teves, it took from Av till Teves to know that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed?
Apparently. Shenemetz in the parts of the Hebrew day, Esri Shana, Basiri Bechamish Lechoydish Legolusenim. Originally, the Golus Yochanan was 11 years before the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, and now in the 12th year, meaning the next year after that, is Ba'asiri. Ba'asiri is referring to Shvat. I'm sorry, Teves. Teves, the 10th month of the year. Chamish L'Chodesh, the 5th of Teves. The Golus. Saying the boy Eli Hapolit Mi Yerushalayim. Nebuchadnezzar, one of the refugees that fled Yerushalayim. Laimor came to tell me, hooks are here. Nebuchadnezzar, the city was hit. And when they heard this, everybody Nebuch was in such grief and beside themselves, they made a kiyoim sreifa, and therefore apparently they made it into a tzoim, and that's the reference to tzoim huasiri. And therefore, says Reb Shimon, the nirin dvarai midvarov, I prefer my pshat rather than Reb Akiva's pshat. Why? This way, at least it goes in chronological order, that we're talking about that after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, then you have the hey teves when Nebuch they heard the terrible story out in the Golus.
So according to this chronology,
not necessarily the others are all in chronology. We're talking about the first and the second.
So the tenth of Teves, what the
should have been number one.
No, so the tenth was it a fast or not? According to this view, was if the fifth of Teves, the day of the report, is being observed as a fast day, was the tenth of Teves observed as a fast day?
Apparently not. Okay. According to this Mandiyam.
Okay,
Reb Shimon, okay. According to Reb Shimon. So it says now, Reb Shimon, why near the Varay Midvarab? Shani Oim Adri Shani Shavalachar Nachrein. I go and put first things first and I put last things last. Meaning that this Hey Teves obviously was later than the original Shabbos and Batamas at the beginning of the list of the four. However, he is reversing the order in the sense that since Shabbos and Batamas took place after Asar B'Teves, so Asar B'Teves should have been first instead of last. Shavuos B'Tamas should have been after shouldn't be the Mamish the last, because after that we have the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. Chorban Beis HaMikdash, of course, succeeded both Shavuos B'Tamas as well as Asar B'Teves, naturally. But what he's saying is, at least in terms of first and last, they should be switched around in terms of the order. So, Goyim Arishan Akrain, the one that really should be the first, the Asar B'Teves, it puts all the way at the end. V'alachron, the one that should have been second, which is the Shuvus Matamas, he puts Rishon at the beginning. But what's the reason why? Like we said before, he wants to go in order of the calendars on the in the year, the order of the months. But he moina l'seida peronius, and I'm going rather in
historical.
Talk to you more about it. Itmar Rav Reb Chanina Amri Botla Megillas Tanis. What the Gemara is telling us now is that since we started off the Amud by saying that certain tzoymois that were in Klal Yisrael, when it came to the second Beis HaMikdash, when there was no Gezeiras HaMalchus, everything was the Sosan, was Baruch Hashem B'Shalom, then we said it was the Sosan of Simcha, and all of these Tzoymais became Batel at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and it became Yemei Sosan Simcha. But unfortunately, after the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash was Chariv, then Nebuch, all of these tzaymas came back to us. And therefore we have to go and fast nowadays these four tzaymas of Asur B'Teves, Shavuos B'Tamas, and Tisha B'Av, and Tzaym Gedalia. The other two, of course, are not related to the Beis HaMikdash. The other two, one is Yom Kippur of Menat Torah, and the other one is
Tanis Esther.
Tanis Esther, which is not related to all of this. Good.
So actually, in a way it is. Because the Golos of Yechonio and the whole thing happened as a result of the Beis HaMikdash being destroyed. So it is, it's not immediately in Eretz Yisrael, but it was derivative of Chorban Bayis.
Mask. So Gemara says, Itma Rav Reb Chanina Amri, Botla Megillas Tanis. Similarly, Megillas Tanis became Botla. What's Megillas Tanis? Megillas Tanis was a compilation of special Yom Tovim that the Chachamim were Koiveya based on wonderful things which had happened. During the years, things which appeared to me miraculous happened, and they attribute that, of course, to special Yeshua from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they made a whole list, and on these days, there were two major prohibitions. Number one, some of them you just couldn't go and fast, and some of them were really big simchas, and not only couldn't you fast, you couldn't even hold a eulogy, you couldn't even hold a hesped. So you had a whole list of them. It's just, in a sense, it is a predecessor of some of the modern day luchos, which list yardzeiten and things of that nature, and people, some of these yardzeiten in some places, they don't say tachnun. So you have something similar as Amigil Astanis, you're not allowed to fast in those days, you're not allowed to be masbid, hold eulogies. However, say, Rav Reb Chanina, Amri, but Amigil Astanis, that Amigil Astanis no longer exists, in other words, those days are no longer valid and effective to be Yom Tovim, because just like the four Yom Tovim that we said before on the top, that during the second Beis Hamikdash, these four Tzaymais were Nebach L'Sasa L'Simcha. After the Beis Hamikdash was Chorev, the second Beis Hamikdash, they became now Nebach reinstated as Yom Tzaymais. So, not that these days the Megillah Tzaymais became a Tzaym. It was originally, they were made as semi-holidays, a Yom Tovim, but as a result of Chorev Beis Hamikdash Nebach, all of that became Bat.
So Tanis Esther then did occur during Bayit Sheni.
Yeah.
It seems because we're only talking about these four that they flipped from days of fasting to days of sasim.
This pasuk doesn't refer to it.
But it makes sense because at the end of Megillas Esther, they send out letters to establish these ledoros.
Okay.
So Tanis Esther is really a whole separate category
on its own.
Yeah.
Good. So Rav Reb Chanina, Amri Batle Megillas Tanis, Megillas Tanis, and all of those Yom Tovim which are enumerated Megillas Tanis became Batle. Rabbi Shimon Levi Amri Loi Batle Megillas Tanis. No, they still apply even today. Rav Reb Chanina, Amri Batle Megillas Tanis. Hachi Koma Bizman Chie Sholom. Like we said at the top, when it's Sholom Boilem and there's a Beis Migdash and everything is great, Yumasasa L'Simcha Ein Sholom Tzayim. So just like we said at the top, that once the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, and Chas Hashem, this Gzeres Malchus, then this Tzoyim, then this a fast day, and therefore, this list is similar to that, not that it goes all the way that Ein Sholom is Tzoyim, but at least that the Yom Tovim L'Sasim Simcha is now history, no longer applies. Rabbi Yechon Rishu Ben Levi Amri, no, Lo Yibad Mikilas Tzanis. Hani Yudutulin Rachman Bebinye Beis Hamikdash. All the other four had to do with the Beis Hamikdash, with the Yishim and Eitz Yisrael and Yishalayim. These are totally separate reasons, each one of the Yom Tovim, so they still apply even today. Freitimon Moser of Kahana. Maizu the Gozer Tzanis B'Chanika B'Lud. Uh-oh. There were Goyze Tanis on Chanukah in the town of Lud. It doesn't say why there were Goyze Tanis, presumably because there was a drought or a famine or some sort of tzara ala tzibur, and they made a Tanis on Chanukah. The Yorid, Reb Lezer, Barachas, Reb Yeshua, V'Siper, and Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua both felt that this was done incorrectly, and they ignored the Tanis, and therefore Reb Lezer went for Rochatz, went to wash, Reb Yeshua went and took a haircut. Of course, normally we think to ourselves on a regular Tanis, those things are permissible. But the Gemara is saying is that the Tanis that they made in Lut had all of the stringencies like you would have on a Tisha B'Av, where you cannot go and wash, and you cannot go and take haircuts. The Amru Lehem, and they, Rav Lez and Rav Yeshua said, Tzu v'his'anu al mash is nisam. Because your Tanis was in error, it was a mistake, you should now fast for your fast. Like in a day that you said Tachnan by mistake, Chas V'Shalom, then the next day you should go and say Tachnan twice to go be Misakin that you said Tachnan the previous day. Yeah, so you said a Tanis, you should go and fast now on your incorrect Tanis. Now the Gemara is assuming that Chanukah, as we know Chanukah, there is none of the books of Tanakh for Chanukah. So for Tanakh, you have, of course, Megillas Esther, but you don't have Megillas Chanukah. There is a Megillas Antiochus, but that doesn't have the status of one of the Kisvei HaKodesh. So therefore, presumably based on this Gemara, Chanukah was one of the Yom Tovim which was set forth in the Megillas Tanis. And therefore, Zokti Gemara, these two great rabbis said that it still applies today, and therefore you should not have made a Tanis. Is the Chachayra Raya against those Mandiyamim that said, but Megillas Tanis, you see Megillas Tanis still applies today, those Yom Tovim and Megillas Tanis is still around. Hanukkah is special on its own because it has the great mitzvah. It doesn't say which mitzvah, but apparently the mitzvah of lighting the candle. Assuming this is going to be the next one. And Shani Chanukah mitzvah. That's why it's different than all the others. Since the mitzvah of Hanukkah, which is lighting the candles, it's part and parcel of Hanukkah. If Hanukkah becomes bottle, then the mitzvah also becomes bottle. That's like a package deal. So again, if bottle Megillah sign is bottle. That's not just stam a mitzvah and stam a yontif. This is a grace of pirsum anas, and therefore this supersedes what we said. Even if you hold that Megillah Tanis was butler and those yom tovim are butler, but Hanukkah is special, exceptional to an exception to the rule because of the great pirsum anas that continues on for all generations, and therefore don't be gozer tanis on Hanukkah. Moisir Rav Acha Bar Huna. The class of Tishrei Metelis at Karta Minchtorayo Gimel Tishrei, which as we know also happens to be Tzom Gedalia, which we're going to talk about at the end. On that day, Bottle at Karta Minchtorayo. What means at Karta Minchtorayo? The word at Karta is from Loshen Zecher. Dalet and Zion are Mischalif. So it's as if it says Askora Minchtorayo from the Shtaris. What does that mean? So Tzimara, she goes to Malchus Yom Zerish Lehaski Shem Shemayim Alpia. The Greeks were nice guys, and they said never go and even say the word Baruch Hashem. Don't say the Shem Hashem's name anywhere, everywhere. Forget about Shem Hashem. When Hashmonai and Baruch Hashem were victorious, not only Baal Peh, afilu b'shtaris. Anytime they wrote a shtar, they also put in Hashem's name. They didn't just say Yoichim Koyin Gadol, the Kelelian. They always added those words. So that sounds like a very nice thing to do. However, subsequently, the Chacham heard about it. Omro, that's not a good idea. They said any time that the shtar is going to be paid off, you're going to go and tear the shtar up, you're going to throw it into the garbage. And at that point, Hashem's name is never in the garbage. And therefore, they were mevatel it. When were they mevatel it? In Gimel Tishrei. So he said, you must have to yom to from there. Aha. Zot Yimara, Nisol Kedaitach, Botla Megillah Stanis. Now, we're talking about in the times of the Chashmonai. And then afterwards, Chom mevatel it. We saw that the bottle Megillah Stan, Megillah Stan become bottle, Kamaisa bottle, Achanaisa Moisifim. All the Yom Tovim which are set forth in Megillah Stanis after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash became bottle. So now we're going to add new Yom Tovim, Marach the old ones that the great Chacham of yesteryear had instituted. If they became bottle, we're going to add a new one. If the Marach Maiskinim is much Beis Hamikdash, the Beis Hamikdash in fact was still standing when this took place. Since the Beis Hamikdash was still standing, then Lloyd bought the Megillah status, and therefore they were able to go and add this new Yontif of the third day of Tishrei, because they were Mavatl, the Askaris in the Shtaris. But one second, if the Beis Hamikdash is still standing, that means it's a Yom Sos in the Simcha, right. Then there is no Gimel Tishrei, it's not a Tzom of Tzom Gedalia, and then like the Gemara said before, Tzom Gedalia is Nebach L'Sos in the Simcha. What do I have to add a brand new reason? Because of Skarta, it's already, which in the time of the Beis Hamikdash was a Yom Sos in the Simcha. We met Shem to be continued tomorrow. Have a wonderful